You are now listening to The Griot's Black Podcast Network, Black Culture Amplified.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Griot Daily. Today we're going to talk about a topic that, you know, everybody is talking about. Everybody's talking about Kanye West. Is he, you know, mentally ill? Has he gone over to the dark side? Did somebody give him a red pill? Now that I think about it, let's not talk about Kanye West because everybody's talking about him, right? He don't need no publicity from us. But I think it is important to talk about the people like him, like that rapping shoe salesman, who, you know, have gone over to the dark side, who become tools for Republicans or conservatives or people who oppose black people. So welcome to The Griot Daily, the only podcast that is willing to tell you about the seven kinds of Kanye. I'm Michael Harriet, world famous white peopleologist, and this is The Griot Daily. Now, before we begin, you know, let's get one thing straight, right? When we talk about this rapping shoe dude, you know, we're not mad at him because he has conservative ideas, right? And the thing that I want to point out about all of these people in these categories is that they have one through line. And it's not their conservatism, because some of these people you're going to see aren't very conservative. But the thing that they have in common is not their political ideology, but how they use whatever they think against black people. And more specifically, what they do is they say, not that this idea is right, but what they usually say is that black people are wrong, white people are right, and therefore black people, to get ahead or to get free or to gain equality, what they need to do is to act more like white people, to become more like our oppressors. Let's talk about the first kind of Kanye. The first category in the seven kinds of Kanye are bootstrappers. And you know who these people are. They're people who, you know, always think that their success is because they worked hard, they focused on education, and, you know, they adhere to family values. And there's nothing wrong with that, because I think those things are important. But what that insinuates is that the black people who, you know, are subject to inequality, who are subject to white supremacy and racism, it's because they don't work hard. It's because, you know, they have some kind of lack of moral values, or because they don't value education, when that's simply not true. And so one of the best examples of this is, let's see who is a good example of this. Well, let's take, you know, one of our favorite bootstrappers, Tim Scott, right? Tim Scott is one of those people who believes that America is not a racist country, and that all black people have to do is just work hard and do all the things that white people do and we can get ahead. And so what he's saying is that there is something inherently wrong with black people that we are not doing, that even though we've lived around all of these white people for 400 years, apparently we hadn't learned how to work the system that this society provides. And that presumption leaves out the fact that they created and structured an entire system and an entire constitution. And the history of this country shows us that why white people managed to get ahead was because, first of all, black people worked for free. So that, you know, dismisses that black people need to work hard for, like, all of a sudden, after we were emancipated, we stopped working hard. Or, like, we risked our lives to learn how to read, and we attended inferior schools during Jim Crow. But all of a sudden now, we're supposed to believe that black people don't value education. And, you know, we don't have moral values, even though there are studies that show, like all of the studies show, that black people attend church more. We give more to religious institutions. We are less likely to be atheists, but somehow we lack religious and moral values. So these kinds of Kanye, as you can see, are, you know, easily dismissed. The second kind of Kanye that we see are what I call dummies. I mean, there's really just no way to put this. There's some people who are just not intelligent, right? And my mama always told me, like, nobody thinks that they're dumb and nobody thinks that they're ugly. But so let's just say that some people lack the intelligence that other people have, right? Because my mama also said that if there is such a thing as average intelligence, that means that half of the people, by the law of math, have to be below that. And some people are dumb, like Kanye says proudly that he doesn't read.
Also, when you said I hadn't read this book, I actually haven't read any book. Reading is like eating Brussels sprouts for me. And talking is like getting the Giorgio Baldi corn ravioli.
So what are we supposed to think of that? And when people don't know things, it's easy for them to become tools for which Republicans and conservatives or anti-black people, because this is not really about political ideology, but anti-black people use people who don't know things to advance the agenda of whiteness. And that's why the second kind of Kanye is so dangerous, because these people have large platforms, they have celebrity, but they don't know what they're talking about. Now, the third kind is a group that I call clowns. And I know you probably think like clowns are a lot like dummies, but like clowns are people like 50 Cent who they know what they're doing. They do it for the spectacle, right? So when 50 Cent said that he's supporting Donald Trump so he doesn't have to pay so much in taxes, he really admits that he doesn't know about politics, right? 50 Cent's whole thing is effing with people, you know, being spectacle, staying in the limelight. So there are people like clowns, like Diamond and Silk, who white people don't give any credence to and black people don't give any credence to. And then there are the fourth kind. And I like to call these people counterfeits, right? They are grifters. They, not only do they not know things, but, you know, their whole thing is that they are getting something in exchange for advancing the agenda of white supremacy, like Candace Owens, right? Candace Owens doesn't have an education in political politics. She doesn't, you know, have any experience. She doesn't have any expertise, but she is lining her pockets by becoming essentially a mascot for white people to use against black people, right? Because if Candace Owens says something, then it proves that, like, not all the black people think like this. So counterfeits, grifters, hucksters, con men, they are a kind of Kanye. The fifth kind of Kanye is a group that I like to call ops. I mean, everybody know who the ops are, right? People who oppose black people, right? And some people aren't just on the side of whiteness. They despise black people, right? Here's a good example. Y'all know, when you fight all of the ops and you have to fight the big boss, you know you're gonna have to fight, right? The king of the ops, Clarence Thomas. I mean, Clarence Thomas hates, he despises people who look like him. He's an op. He's probably the highest ranked op in the country, right? I know Tim Scott is a senator, but Tim Scott is just one of 100 senators. You know, Clarence Thomas is one of 9 Supreme Court justices, and everything he does advances the cause of whiteness. He has never voted in favor of voting rights. Even when the Supreme Court knocked down Roe versus Wade, Clarence Thomas was like, you know, that's fine, but y'all, the majority opinion isn't racist enough. It don't even have any racism in it. So let me write my own. So Clarence Thomas is a kind of op. Now, the sixth kind is what I call counter-revolutionaries. And these people aren't even conservatives, but they are used by conservatives to beat black people over the head. And again, as I said in the beginning, the thing about counter-revolutionaries is that they appear to be pro-black. They appear to be in favor of black people. But their whole agenda, everything that they say, is focused on criticizing black people. Take Killer Mike, for instance, right? Killer Mike, I don't even think that Killer Mike is against black people. I think he genuinely wants to advance black people's agenda. But, you know, when Killer Mike was called to a group of activists for a convention, Killer Mike told them, look, I don't believe any one of you are ready for to bring down white supremacy because you are as much in favor of these systems as white people. Killer Mike, there's nothing wrong with Killer Mike's stance on black people owning guns, right? I own a gun. It's fine, right? But to advance that position, Killer Mike went on the most anti-black platform that you could imagine, the NRA channel, right? There's nothing wrong with Killer Mike wanting black people to get involved in the politics. But how did he demonstrate this? He went and sat down with Brian Kemp, who is called the Wizard of Voter Suppression, right? And when Killer Mike wanted to talk to Herschel Walker, there was nothing wrong with that, right? Because we should talk to everybody on every side, right? But when Killer Mike sat down with him, he didn't ask Herschel Walker anything about the GOP's white nationalist agenda. And instead, he used that interview to criticize black people for not having an open mind. And that advances white people's agenda. That advances the GOP's agenda because, in a sense, it makes the GOP look attractive. Because if Killer Mike, this bad, big bad revolutionary, didn't say anything about the GOP's racism, then they must not be that bad. And that's why counter-revolutionaries are a kind of Kanye. And the last kind of Kanye, and this is the most important point, the free thinkers. Everybody knows these free thinkers, right? They're people who will tell you that they do their own research because they ain't on the Democratic plantation, you know. And whenever you present them with facts, they'll tell you that's what they want you to think because they don't really know things either. But free thinkers are so narcissistic that they think that they're smarter than all of the scholars and the activists and the thinkers who actually work on helping black people. Nah, free thinkers are smarter than them. And not only do they think they're smarter than them, they think all the other white people are smarter than them because they'll tell you that, you know, white people do this, but black people don't, right? Perhaps the best example of a free thinker is your boy, Stephen A. Smith. I mean, Stephen A. Smith is a long-time conservative. You know, he doesn't necessarily promote his conservative ideas, except, you know, for when he told black people that they should vote for Donald Trump in 2016. Or except for that time when he said that Colin Kaepernick was wrong and he shouldn't be in the NFL, right? Or except for that time when he attacked Malika Andrews for stating the obvious. Or remember, long before he told black people to vote for Donald Trump, long before he continually excused Donald Trump's racism, Stephen A. Smith told Jemele Hill, who was disciplined by ESPN, the same network that he works for, to stay in their lane, to stay in her lane, right? Because he's a free thinker. See, he's smarter than Jemele Hill. He's smarter than the rest of us, right? Stephen A. Smith, who has no political background, who talks about basketball and football, is a free thinker. He's smart. And that's why he is a kind of Kanye. And that's why you have to beware of all of these people. That's why you have to subscribe to the Griot Daily. You have to download our app and watch our streaming service. And that's why we always leave you with a saying. And today's saying is, George Bush don't care about black people, and neither does Kanye. Thank you for watching the Griot Daily. If you liked what you heard, please give us a 5-star review, download the Griot app, subscribe to the show, and share it with everyone you know. please email all questions, suggestions, and compliments to podcasts@thegrio.com.
You are now listening to The Grio's Black Podcast Network, Black Culture Amplified.